Monday night, Tara, okay.
Okay, so I think this will be the last night of going through important lakudas and brachas. If you haven't gotten it by now and you've been listening, there's no hope for you. So the idea was that based on the Marsha in Menachos and others for him, and the Rambam, the Farish, says that making a bracha properly brings you lidei yiras Hashem. So how is that? So the simple way of understanding that really would be with the Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, that when you make a bracha, you're being mishabeach Hashem and you're acknowledging and you're thanking Him, either bichas hanenin or bichas hamitzvos or bichas hashevach. So you're becoming aware of what He does, and that's what the Rambam says, that when you examine the Bria and you become aware, so you reach Ava, and then the Yad Hu Nirsa La'achorav, you step back and you say, when you go through this process and you appreciate the Bria, you appreciate that He gave us the Torah, you appreciate that He gave us mitzvahs, you appreciate Asher Kedishonu b'mitzvosav, so then you step back, the Rambam says, and you say, me, Anochi, like what am I compared to the Ribbono Shel Olam? So that Lechora should instill, and you do this 100 times a day, 100 is right, you have the Maral, that 10 represents a certain amount of shleimus, 10 times 10 is certainly that, some that's together, and you have kavana about in the Shem Hashem and Shem and Malchus. A bracha needs Shem and Malchus. That means you're always focusing on Hashem as the Adon Kol and Ho Yehovah V'yiyeh and as Melech HaOlam. So you do this 100 times a day. About every aspect of your life, maybe about Borei Pri HaAdama, or Shakol Nia Bidvaro, or Hamachzer Neshamos Lifkarim Meisim, from when you get up in the morning till you go to sleep, you do this 100 times. So, really, you know, it's if you do it slowly, say you have to do it slowly. Remember, there's no such word as Baruch Atah. You have to pause. The truth is, you know, when you daven properly, if you say the words properly and you pronounce them milara as opposed to milael, you'll notice that there's a natural break. You can't say the words as fast. That's probably where saying the words milael came from, because you could daven, try it out, you see, you can daven much faster when you say the words improperly, milael. Milara is like a natural pause because you're accenting the last syllable. Try it out, you'll see. So if you pause between Baruch Atah and Baruch Melech HaOlam and you say the words and you have Kavana, so indeed this would be a way to be kinder Yiras Hashem. And as we say, that's, you see from the Gemara in Shabbos and from many, many other sources, that's really the baseline of a from a yid. Okay.